I fully believe
that
this message this morning could be life-changing for many of us. And I want you to follow me carefully. Give me a good hearing as I speak on the subject. Don't copy the copy. I've lost faith in Christianity, somebody said. I've just lost faith in Christianity. I've been disappointed in Christian people so many times, I've lost all faith in Christianity. Somebody else said, if that's Christianity, I don't want anything to do with it. Somebody else said, I'm so disappointed in Christians, I'll never go back. I'll never go back. So I had my faith in so-and-so, and I lost faith in him. I'll never go back. Now, I'm going to tell you this morning the mistake that people make who reason like these three people and others of similar logic. Peter said that Christ has suffered, leaving us an example that we should walk in his steps. That little word example there is a little word composed of two Greek words, hupo and gramos. Hupo and gramos. Hupo meaning under, and gramos meaning right. Right under, or under right. Here's what it means. I take a piece of paper that's very thin. Now watch me. And I place it here over my Bible, and I can see through this paper. And I'm going to trace it, and I'm going to tell you what I wrote. Let's see what it says here. That looks like there. And I'm just going to trace it. You're going to sit there and watch me trace it. Okay? All right. I wrote, don't copy the copy. Now, where did I get this? I placed this on top of the original, and I traced on this little piece of thin paper exactly what was written underneath it. And that's what the Bible means when it says, Peter said, that Jesus has suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should walk in his steps. Now, what does that mean? That means I'm supposed to put my life up against the life of Christ, and I'm supposed to trace his life in my life. I'm supposed to put my life against his and put my body against his, and I'm supposed to trace in my mind what was in his mind. I'm supposed to trace in my heart what is in his heart. I'm supposed to trace what I do with my hands, what he did with his hands. I'm supposed to copy or trace Jesus Christ. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's our problem. Now, listen to this carefully. Here's our problem. Our problem is that we are copying the copy. And the copy copied a copy, which also had copied a copy, which also had copied a copy, which also had copied a copy, which copied Jesus. But you see, the Bible didn't say, I've left you some Christian people whose steps you ought to walk. Bible said, Jesus is our example, and we're to walk in his steps. Bible didn't say, Jack Hiles is your example. Bible didn't say, Wendell Evans is your example. Bible didn't say, John Colston is your example. Now, I happen to think that Wendell Evans is a wonderful man. I happen to think that John Colston is a wonderful man. And I know that Jack Hyatt. But anyway, that doesn't matter. Dr. Evans is only a copy. He's not the original. Now, you try to pattern your life after Wendell Evans, you're going to get in trouble. You try to pattern your life after Jack Hyatt, you're going to get in trouble. You try to pattern your life after John Colston, you'll get in trouble. Because we're just copies. And you're not supposed to copy the copy. You're supposed to copy the Savior. Bible said, Christ has suffered, leaving us an example. We're supposed to trace him, and we're supposed to put in these lives a likeness of Jesus Christ himself. You see, each time that, let's suppose somebody copies Jesus. And let's suppose Dr. Evans copied Jesus. Of course, he never has. Let's suppose he does. And then Bullard says, I'm going to copy Evans. And then Lively says, I'm going to copy Bullard. And then Colston says, I'm going to copy Lively. Hope I don't forget these names. And then Jones here says, Bordway says, I'm going to copy Colston. And McKinney says, I'm going to copy Bordway. And Moffitt says, I'm going to copy McKinney. And Sisson says, I'm going to copy Moffitt. And Eau Claire says, I'm going to copy Sisson. Now, you'd be amazed what how far he is from him. Because he copies that copy, which copied 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 that copy. Now, here's what's supposed to be. Dr. Evans is supposed to copy Jesus. And Brother Bullard is supposed to copy Jesus. And Brother Lively is supposed to copy Jesus. And Brother Colston is supposed to copy Jesus. You see, we lose our confidence in people because we copy the copy. We get bitter at people because we copy the copy. I wonder how many tens of thousands of people left Baptist churches last year, got mad and left because they became disenchanted with God's people. Well, you're not supposed to be enchanted or disenchanted with God's people. You're supposed to be enchanted with God's Son. And our problem is we copy the copy and get in trouble. And so we say, I've lost faith in Christianity. Not if Christianity is Christ, you won't ever lose faith. You see, I'm not going to go back because if that's Christianity, I don't want anything to do with it. Now, I've been pastor of this church for almost 25 years. I've never one time told you to copy me. I've asked you to love me. I've asked you to follow me. I've asked you to pray for me. I've asked you to appreciate me. But I've never asked you to copy me because I am only a copy. But I can take you back to the one who is the original. And God says you're supposed to copy him. Doesn't say, let this mind be in you, which is also in Wendell Evans, who got his mind from Christ. No, you can go right to the original for yourself. I love that old story about the Irishman named Pat. And been a long time since I've told this. And the Irishman named Pat. Pat got saved, and he'd never read his Bible because his church wouldn't let him read his Bible. They said the priest will read the Bible for you and tell you what it says. So Pat got saved, and he's reading the Bible one day, and his pastor came by and said, Pat, what you reading? And Pat said, I'm reading the Bible. And he said, oh, you're not supposed to read the Bible. I read it and tell you what it means. Oh, no, Pat said, Bible said, desire the sincere milk of the Word. And the preacher said, pastor said, I know, but that's what you're supposed to get, the milk of the Word. But he said, see, this is it. I'm the milkman, and I bring you the milk. And Pat said, don't bother, I got my own cow when I got saved. Now, the honest truth is, you don't have to copy me. I can take you back to the one I've tried to copy. I want to show you something. Brother Colston, would you come here, please, today? That's good. Brother Colston, this is a copy of a page of our prayer letter for June the 20th, last Wednesday night. Now, I want you to notice this. That's a copy. Now, this is a copy of that. And this is a copy of that. And this is a copy of that. And this of that. And this of that. And this of that. Notice the deterioration? And this of that. And this of that. And we'll finally look at that last copy. Can you read that? You cannot read that. All right, let me ask you a question. Can you read the first copy right there? Yes, sir. Good. I was afraid you couldn't read there for a while. And, all right, now, Brother Bordway, look here. Thank you, Brother John. Look here. Now, that is the first copy, and that's the last copy. You see the great difference? Thank you. Now, see, that's why, see, look at that choir. The 20th copy is this. Now, that's why you get in trouble. You're copying the copy. Now, we all love the copies. We ought to pray for the copies. We ought to be friends with the copies. We ought to have confidence in the copies. But the truth is, our original is Jesus. You know, It was a wonderful day in my life when I decided that I could go back to the original. I loved my pastor, but he was only a copy at best. The wonderful day in my life when I decided that if my pastor had tried to be Christ-like, God didn't say for me to be pastor-like. God didn't say for you to be Howes-like. God didn't say for you to be Colston-like, or Moffat-like, or Sisson-like, or Clare-like. God said to be Christ-like. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Jack Hyles. Oh no. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I remember I grew up in a good church. I thought at that time, I thought it was the greatest church on the face of the earth. And I loved it. But we called it good old Hillcrest. Hillcrest Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas. We called it good old Hillcrest. Well, I went down to East Texas and started pastoring a church, and I copied Hillcrest. And I tried to make everything like Hillcrest. And then one day my pastor called me, shocked me to death. He said, "Son, would you come back and preach a revival meeting at your old home church?" Good night. I'm a little country preacher, and I got to go back and preach a revival campaign. And at that time, it was the third largest church in all of Dallas. Didn't have the giant churches in those days. We were about 1,000 in Sunday school, third largest church in all of Dallas. And I got to go back and preach a revival. Wait a minute. I got back. My pastor called me in his office and said, "Now, son, here's why I've got you back." He said, "We're having some church trouble." He said, "Some of the deacons are upset with me, and some deacons are upset with other deacons." And he said, "The church is split right down the middle." And he said, "There's fussing and fighting." Now, somehow or other, I didn't associate that with my church. I was disenchanted. I mean, to me, Hillcrest was always the perfect church. And now then, I'm gone. See what happens when I go? I'm gone. I come back home. And here's a deacon whom I love dearly, one of my heroes. Here's another deacon, also one of my heroes. And they're fighting each other. And they're dividing. And here's my pastor, who was my hero. And some members are heroes. And they're trying to get the pastor to resign. And I could not believe what I saw. And so one day, I got on my knees, and I got the book of Acts down. And I said, "I'm no longer going to copy the copy." You see, young preachers, when you leave First Baptist Church in Howes Anderson College, you don't have to go out here and copy this church. I can tell you the church we copied. You see? And so I got my Bible down many years ago. And I said, "Dear God, am I going to have any preconceived ideas. I'm not gonna think about Baptist heritage. I'm not gonna think about Baptist practice. I'm not gonna think about denomination. I am going to get on my knees and I'm gonna read the book of Acts through. And I am going to reorganize the church that I pastor and make it as near as I can exactly like the book of Acts." Yes. You see, too many of us copy the copy. And I'll say a few words about this after a while, but copies change. But the original never changes. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. "I am the Lord thy God. I change not," the Bible said. So this morning, I do as I've done for 25 years here. I don't take you to me. I do the best I can. I'm sincere. And I try to be the best Christian I can. But I don't take you to me. Why? I'm flesh. I'm human. I'm, as Paul said, I'm the chief of sinners. I'm only a copy. But blessed be God, there's one who sinneth not. There's one who changeth not. There's one who faileth not. There's one who leaveth not. There's one who's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I say this morning, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face and copy him. He is the original. Don't copy the copy. That's why you get disenchanted. That's why you leave the church. That's why you lose your faith in Christianity. Christianity is not a church. It's a person, and that person is Christ. And so, I decided, I got my Bible down, and I went over to Luke chapter 14, and I read there what Jesus taught about what the church is supposed to do. For example, he said, "I want you to go into the streets and lanes of the city." I got to studying that, and I found out the streets of the city meant the big streets, the downtown streets. In Dallas, Texas, that's Elm and Main and Commerce Streets, the three big streets that run through downtown Dallas. So I got 40 people and sent them downtown Dallas at every waking hour. And they spent their entire lives, when they're not at work, they spent many hours a week downtown Dallas witnessing to people downtown. The average church has one evangelistic arm, and that's a sign out in front that says welcome. But brother, the Church of Jesus Christ was not supposed to invite them in. It's supposed to go where they are and reach them with the gospel. So I decided that I was going to take this literally. I sent 40 people to spend their lives downtown Dallas. But it says the streets and lanes of the city. If the streets are the big downtown streets, then the lanes are the neighborhood streets. I got over 100 people in our church. And we organized, and we started at the south tip of our town, and we knocked on every door in Garland, Texas. Every door, didn't miss a one, all the way to the north side of town. Now, you see, where'd I get that? From Hillcrest? No, I got it from Jerusalem. You see? But I gave him a copy? No, I got it from the original. So, I decided, I had 40 people now, downtown Dallas, on the streets. Had over 100 people house to house in the lanes. It says the poor, the maimed, the halt, the blind. That's in Luke 14. So I got 10 people who went to the ghettos of Garland, Texas and visited every day in the ghettos. I got 40 people who organized and went to every hospital in Dallas County. Every hospital. And their job was to go to those hospitals and reach the maimed. But it says the halt. Well, that's the cripple. I got 10 people who found the name of every crippled person registered in Dallas County, and we visited every single crippled person in the county. It says the blind. I got 10 people. We found every blind person in the county and went to witness to every blind person in the county. Then it says, go to the highways, the highways. Now, I checked the Greek, and in the Greek, the word highways means highways. So I got 10 people. I'm sorry, I got 40 people. And we got every highway leading outside of Dallas. And we got those 40 people organized, and their job was to witness to everybody in every house, in every service station, in every tavern, in every store, in every factory, from the Dallas city limits, out the highway, all the way to the next city. Every highway. Then it says hedges. The word hedges means country roads, rural places. I got 10 people. We got every rural road leading out of Dallas, Texas, and went out every country road and witnessed to everybody in every house, in every farm, or every farm, all the way to the next city. Now, that's exactly what Jesus said do. He said go to the streets and the lanes and get the maimed and the halt and the blind and the poor and go to the highways and hedges. Hey, I've got news for you. I didn't have to go back to Hillcrest. I went back to the New Testament church, the one Jesus started. And so I did not copy the copy anymore. I copied the original. You know what? The copy disappointed me. The copy changed while I was in college. The copy got marred. And I got the place where I said, I cannot copy the copy because the copy is a copy of the original. And there are folks today in this room. You're copying somebody who copied somebody who copied somebody who copied somebody. And that's one reason why that the brand of Christianity, I'm talking about fundamental Christianity, the brand of Christianity is so shallow and weak and frail. Why? Because we're too busy copying each other and looking at each other rather than copying him who never changes. It was a good thing for me. By the way, this is going to shock you. And I don't want to say it, but I'm going to. It'll be good for a few of you. Brother Hiles dies. But good for some of you. I've had copies uncopied. I've looked at Dr. John Rice, probably the greatest Christian I ever knew. And I've wanted to copy him. I hate to say this, and I don't mean to be unkind at all, but I walked with John Rice intimately for 22 years. And though he was the best man I ever met, he was a man. And he was a copy. And he was sometimes the most consistent man I ever met, but sometimes inconsistent. Finest man I ever met, but sometimes revealed his feet of clay. Nobody knew him like I knew him. And if any Christian I ever met stands the test, it was John Rice. But John Rice was gone. My copy is gone. I knew Lester Roloff. I guess as sincere a man that ever walked the face of this earth was Lester Roloff. I've never known a more sincere, dedicated Christian than Brother Roloff. But he was a man. I've seen him make mistakes. I've heard him be critical. I'm not being critical of him. I'm saying, if I gave you the two men of faith in my life that have had the most faith of any two men, I'd just call their names. But at best, they're copies. And they die. They're gone. I can't copy R.G. Lee anymore. He's gone. I can't copy John Rice anymore. He's gone. I can't copy Lester Roloff anymore. He's gone. I can't copy Ford Porter's prayer life anymore. He's gone. I can't copy Bill Rice anymore. He's gone. But I can copy Jesus because he ever liveth. Don't you see? It's a wonderful thing for me. One year, years ago, in the city of Greenville, South Carolina, I was preaching at the at the Tabernacle Baptist Church for Dr. Harold Seidler. I think about 10 years in a row I went there for meetings with Dr. John Rice. And I had been disenchanted with some Christian people. Somebody disappointed me. Somebody to whom I looked up had failed. I got in a little house. I was staying in a little house, a little guest room behind the church. And I got my concordance, Cruden's Concordance, to me the most important book in my life, besides the Bible and Blue Denim and Lace. Anyway, I got my concordance. And I spent every waking moment from 5 o'clock in the morning till midnight for 3 days checking every verse in the Bible on being like Jesus. And I said something like this. I didn't use the word copy, but my copy has disappointed me. And the best thing for me to do is go back to him whom I'm supposed to copy. He left me an example I'm supposed to trace in my life, in my mind, in my body, in my heart, the example of Jesus. And I decided that I was going to trace the original instead of the copy. I got every verse I could find, and I wrote them down, and I promised God I was going for the rest of my life to try to copy the original and trace. I got this scripture, 1 Peter 2:21. He has left for us an example. We should walk in his steps. Doesn't say walk in Howell's steps. Doesn't say walk in Rice's steps. Doesn't say walk in Roloff's steps. By the way, when I stood before the casket of John Rice and preached his funeral sermon, and I stood above the casket of Lester Roloff and preached his funeral sermon, listen, brother, my God was as much alive at their funeral services as he was before they died. And I can still copy him who ever liveth, who was, and who died, and who rose, and ever liveth to make intercession. The reason is still copies are gone. I really wish today I could relive some years. I wish I could relive some years when I copied copies. I'd like to take back some things I should not have said. I'd like to replace some attitudes I did not have. You know, I found the finest of Christians sometimes can get bitter. I find the finest of Christians sometimes can get critical. I find that the finest of Christians sometimes can disappoint me. There's a song. could sing this morning, I'd sing it. There's no disappointment in Jesus. Now why? Copies fail. Copies fail. This morning and this week I've had voice trouble. Always have some, more than usual. But my voice fails. Sometimes I'm ill. Sometimes I'm weak. Someday I'll be taken to heaven. But if your eyes are on the original, you'll miss me and you'll love my memory and you'll desire to see me someday. But you will not stumble because you've copied Jesus. John the Baptist said, don't follow me. I'm just a voice. I must decrease. He must increase. Follow him. He's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, not me. And I am only a signpost to say, hey, there he is. Don't copy the sign. Copy him. Copies fail. Copies die. Did you have a father who was your idol? Did you long to grow up and be like him? And did you dream that someday you could be the man your dad was? Then all of a sudden, he was taken. The copy is dead. Was there some preacher whom you idolized? And you said, that's what I want to be when I grow up. That's what I want to be. And then all of a sudden one day, he had a heart attack and dropped dead or had a stroke and died. Copies die. I'll tell you something, folks. I love my pastor, J.C. Sizemore. There was a day when I wanted to be everything he was. Many years ago, I was preaching in Amarillo, Texas. That's just where he's from. He's retired then. He's living with his son, Jack. And I called and I said, is Brother Sizemore home? And they said, he's at the church. He was the pastor emeritus of the church. And I went down so looking forward to seeing him. And I said, Brother Sizemore, how are you doing? He said, fine, sir. How are you? And I said, Brother Sizemore, I'm glad to see you. He said, I'm glad to see you, sir. And I said, Brother Sizemore, I'm Jack. He said, Jack who? I said, I'm Jack Hyams. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He had prayed with me when I was a boy. I sat in his office many times as he taught me this book. He didn't even know who I was. He asked his son, said, son, where's the restroom? I've got to go to the men's room. His son said, Dad, you know where it is. His dad went to the men's room. I passed her. He came back 5 minutes later and said, I can't find it. In his own church, he couldn't find the washroom. And then the day came and I got the notice. My pastor was dead. Copies die. Copies fail. And copies fade. They fade. I want your love. I'll go a step further. I need your love. I need your prayers. I need every little penny that's stuck under a door by one of our precious children. I need every good morning and high preacher and every little love note under my door. I need it. But I don't need you to copy me. I'm just a copy. Copy him. You copy the copy. And somebody copies that copy. And somebody copies that copy. And one day you will find your life is not near the life of the Master. But you listen to me as I say. He is the one. Copy Him. Copy His love. Copy His life. Copy His forgiveness. Copy His mercy. Copy His patience. Copy His perseverance. Copy His long-suffering. Copy His grace. Copy His goodness. Copy His forgiveness. Copy what He did. Copy how He talked. Copy what He said. He's the original. God knows. And you won't know by looking. You can't tell my life. But God knows that for 19 years or so, since I was in that little house at the back of the Tabernacle Baptist Church years ago in South Greenville, South Carolina, God knows I've studied everything I can find in this book about how to be Christ-like. I've had people in this room probably to cheat me out of $25,000, $30,000. Brother, I'm not going to try to get it. If I got it, I'll give it back to you. You say, why? Because when my original was abused, he turned the other cheek. I've tried to love and give and forgive like he did. God knows I have. But I failed. Because you always lose something in the copy. But thanks be to God, the original is never lost. Our Savior is just as perfect today as He was when His feet walked the shores of the Jordan. Our Savior's love is not dampened one bit since He was buried in the swift tide of the Jordan River. His mercy endureth forever, and His mercy this morning is the same as it was when He stood in the boat and lifted His hands and said, "Sit down, lightning, and hush. And hush, thunder, I don't want to hear you yakking anymore. And storm, stop, and wave, still." He's the same. He's the same as He was when He said to the thief beside Him, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." He's the same as He was when He said, "Suffer little children, bid them not to come to me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." When you come to Him and say, "Dear Jesus, I want to be like You. And I copy You. I trace You. I put my life up against Yours, and I pray You'd help me be like Him." Becky is home for a few days. There was a day when all four kids were home. And I can remember little Cindy, the baby, who's now 24. Stand on the hearth of the fireplace as a little child, 2 and 3 and 4 years of age. Take a little skirt like this, and turn her head, and suck on her skirt, and she'd sing, "To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I ask, to be like Him, all through life's journey, through hill and valley. All I ask, to be like Him." The day will come when every copy, hear me, will either fade or fail or die. I guess when you get 57, you understand that. I guess when the time comes when the reports are coming almost every month, this friend is gone and this hero is gone and this one, I guess you begin to realize. But thanks be to God today. He ever liveth. He never changeth. Don't copy the copy. You got the original sitting right there with you. The morning. Our Heavenly Father,